Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Tower Club in downtown Fort Lauderdale and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is February, help me out, Ryan, 19th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, iTunes. We are streaming on your favorite podcast streaming channels. Just look up the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, see me and Byron, and please leave us a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. Also, you like the show, please smash the like button and get the notification. You get to hear us and our awesome guests talk about football all year round. All right, let's get ready to rumble. Mr. Byron, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. And the rain today, it's raining up here now.
Is it? You see me all decked out and stuff, baby? Looking good, looking good.
Did you get your hair cut?
No.
Yeah, it's looking a little bushy, man.
Yeah, what's yours? So it's yours, bro. I remember you used to walk around with that big ass pick in your head.
I'm so cool too, man.
Oh, you had a big pick walking around, going all quiet, walking with your big old beat feet walking through the hallways. That was big funny. Big, oh man.
And it was perfect too.
It was, but you always picking it out.
And everybody went to Eastside Barber, Mr. Kelly, and all those other guys over there all the time. Everybody was there Saturday morning.
You definitely were not a Jerry Curl man. All right. No. Let's bring one of our favorite guests and big Dolphin fan, Miss Pamela. Welcome to the show, Miss Pamela.
Hello, guys. How's my hair look, Byron? How's it look?
It's good. It's looking good.
Yeah, you got more than enough.
You don't have to worry about the pick.
I could do a comb over.
Do I look like I got a haircut?
I could do whatever.
It looks good. What's wrong with my
hair?
It's bushy looking, man.
Yours is bushy.
You got not too deep bushy.
Exactly.
Not to be right. Confused with Bush.
Welcome
League
to the show. Dan Seacher 213. Welcome, everyone. Oh, Dan, is that you? Live from the Tower Club. You're the dance teacher?
I'm the dance teacher.
All right, Miss Dance Teacher. Welcome to the show. What do you dance? What do you show to Dan? What do you dance, Pam?
Ballet, jazz, lyrical, modern, tap. Although salsa? Tap was like not right. No. I was more the classically trained dancer. No.
Hip hop.
Well, that's not hard. That I can do. Oh yeah,
Byron, she's in that hard. She hasn't been it's to a basement party. Byron, tell her what a basement party is.
Ooh, Perth Amboy. Back in the days, downstairs you go down in the basement and you fork with your little quarter and go in there. You got the red light and then you got the parents upstairs yelling at you if you turn the red light out because you're trying to be fresh with the girls.
And everybody's dancing right next to each other. I mean, right. Like you're surrounded by a wall of like women. It was crazy. That's what we call it was true basement parties. Yep. Right? True basement parties.
We got no basements here. I never been to a basement party, but I know right. The party. It just was above ground.
You'd be underwater if you had them here.
That's right.
All right, let's go. Let's go to top headlines of the show. Mr. Santiago is getting this ready for In Giants World. People in the building now report to VP of Football Operations, Don Aponte, not Joe Shane. What is going on, Byron?
Nah, that was
one in power. What are they doing?
No, that was one of his stipulations, I guess. He wants to report, directly to ownership. Mara, that's the only person he reports to. And now, pretty much, Joe Shane is relegated to just scouting. That's it.
Well, he's getting paid good money for it.
Yeah, but still, he was the guy for a minute, And then now, since, you know, Harbaugh's there, he's gotten rid of a lot of stuff. You figure, you know, got rid of, you know, the train. We talked about this before, but the trainer that's been there 50 years, you know, they moved him somewhere else. Kevin, was it Abrams, one of the VP
of trainer for 50 years. At some point, you got to change somebody, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, due respect, the guy still got a job. He's been there 50 years. They're going to take care of him. Enjoyed four Super Bowls, right? I mean, shoot. I think, look, remember, Byron, you can't have both ways. You can't say the head coach, the CEO of the football team, and then you've been terrible, and now you're the new CEO. He wants his fingerprint. I'm not going down. It wasn't working with that. The way you were doing it. So I'm changing it. So I commend them. Now it's going to work. Today, no excuses, right? You're changing the people, you're changing everything, do whatever you have to do, you know. But
what do we say?
I've been calling for Joe Shane's head for years, yes. So it's not like this. You wanted him gone the second Barkley broke the record,
yeah. I know.
So,
and listen, I mean, it's like you said, if you're going to bring in the new head coach and you're going to let him be CEO of the team, you got to let him do what he's going to do. I like the pick of Don Aponte. That's going to shake everything up, right? Like everybody has to – she's going to check in her pocketbook to see if she's got your name in there or not.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, you got to give him credit, right?
Oh, yeah.
And give him credit. You know, you had a woman raising in the ranks. And that's just one of his big moves. I mean, hey, God bless her, right? I mean, yeah. We're trying to get more diversity. And look, I'll be honest with you, my experience with women in leadership are good because too much we think on one side of our brain. You know, women think on both sides. You need that opposite side, right? I think it's a good addition to the team. And shout out to the women. And rising in football.
Power to the people.
We'll take it. And then didn't you say, Byron, your big boy Bruce Arians had the most diverse staff at one time?
Yes, he did.
He had the most women, the most minorities.
Yep.
So. Well, and also, like, being someone that Parcells trusts, I mean, you have to look at Parcells. I trust that guy. I think that guy knows. He knows. So if he trusts her, if I was y'all, I would trust her.
I think I trust her. I'm trusting every move he makes. He's the guy I wanted. Byron, man, you got to admit, if that's the guy we wanted, we were happy when we got him. We got to let him do what he got to do.
That's right.
Do his thing.
Let him do his thing. And to me personally, he's sending a message to the players without directly talking to the players.
He's sending a message to everybody.
Yeah, everybody, but the players are going to be in check. Abdul Carter, that be in stuff check. Ain't happening anymore. will be shipped. Like,
that's
he
right.
He have to go out and talk to Joe Shane to get you out. You're gone.
You're gone. Rid of
you. You got to go. So, hey, congratulations, Dawn. Congratulations for women rising in football. I think it's a good thing for football. I think it's a good thing for the Giants. All right. Shane to only oversee scouting. That's GM's job, isn't it?
Yeah, but before he was in charge of everything. But yeah, you know, well, maybe he can focus a little bit better now since that's all he really has to do. He doesn't worry, you know, all the other stuff he has to worry about, the, you know, salary cap and hiring and firing and all this other stuff. Just worry about now. That's it.
Did he? Well, what do you think about that, Pam?
Well, I think he's in charge of scouting and grilled cheese production. I mean, that's got to be, you know, tough to handle, right? To get booted down like that. But like you said, he's going to get paid a lot of money to, I don't know, make grilled cheese for the new scouts. He's, you know, the new players he scouts out. I don't know, but he better go along and do a good job at what he's got left to do. Otherwise, he'll be gone altogether.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Go ahead, Byron.
Just so you know, she went to Wagner University, or college she graduated from. Aponte.
Who? Aponte?
Aponte.
Yeah, she went to Wagner. And
really?
She used to be the senior vice president of football operations for the Dolphins in 2010.
Yep. Wow. Yep.
Really?
when Shane was there as well.
Okay, listen. His suggested compensation is around $20 million per year. He signed a five-year contract to lead the team in 2002. So the brother's going to make $100 million in 5 years, Byron. Suck it up.
Exactly.
I'm going to go ask. I need a loan.
You ain't got nothing to do. Come and scout my team.
That's right.
Dude, you can pay me $2 million. I'll be a scout for an NFL team.
$2 million, man. Give me $200,000. I'll
see you. I was here. Gonna say, give me $200,000.
Nah, I need at least 10% of the market.
Nah, you're getting crazy.
I need 10% of market. Nah, I don't need $200,000.
You take 2%, you know what?
I can get anywhere. I ain't worried about $200,000. $2 million. $2 million, 5 year contract, $10 million. I'll be fine. I'll do everything. I'll look at tape, I'll cut it down, I'll do it all. But anyhow, look, he's getting paid $20 million to oversee scouting. He can make a name for himself, and he can redeem himself if he starts putting some really great talent on that team, talking with Harbaugh, you know, making free agency, looking at what's out there, and just focus on one thing. And, you know, sometimes doing too many things isn't good. And then if he does that, he may get another GM job somewhere else.
Right.
But right now, you know, we've been bad for a long time. Since we started this podcast, we've been bad.
We've been bad 6 years.
Except for that 1 year that we made the playoffs. We've been bad, bro. 1972 bad.
Whoa. Not that bad.
No. Oh, 1972 now perfect. It's not that bad.
Are you denied deflecting? Are you denied deflecting? We have a show that you have 1972 bad. That was your name. Look at it. All better now. Every time he comes on the show, it's a different name. He had one time he said 1972 bad.
I don't recollect.
Yeah, see, he calls it deny, deflect. What is it?
Deny, deflect. Yep.
All right. Hey, was your sister happy to shout it out for a birthday, Sonya?
Yes, she was. She was good.
Was she happy Froggy messed up her name?
No, she didn't bring that one up.
Oh my God! All right, so hey, listen, do what you got. Do your job, man. As long as they don't cut your salary at $20 million, man. You know, we used to talk about backup quarterback. Right? At one time, backup quarterbacks was the greatest job in the world.
It still is.
Notepad. It still is, but they're playing a lot more than they used to.
Yeah, because
back in the day, those guys played with broken fingers. they gave them like, you know, those guys never came out. There was no concussion protocol, right? So guys were playing, they couldn't see the guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be a scout for $20 million, shoot. I remember when I was going to coach in college, they didn't pay anything. You had to pay for your own gas. You had to pay the car just to go get players.
Yep.
You're like a stipend, man. You were poor. You lived in your car.
You get nothing.
And you had a college degree.
Yep.
You'd have been happy with a grilled cheese.
You'd have to make it. You have to make it on a fly swatter thing, right? So you can make it on a fly swatter where you can heat it up. All right, let's go. Assistant defensive line coach Matt Robinson leaves Giants for Raiders. All right, what do you think about that? That's interesting. Why would you go to Raiders, first of all? But you think he left or he was, you know?
Well, you figure most of those guys, when they get the new coach, Kubiak is a new coach, he probably had a relationship with this guy. So, you know, that's all it is, man. You know, what do we always say? It's one big giant fraternity. That's all it is, brotherhood. Everybody's related to everybody.
Yep. And look, one of the guys who was true to that was Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, he would always, you know, people said he didn't mentor coaches. It's because he kept keeping coaches back on the staff. Look on the staff of Harbaugh. He's got a lot of ex-head coaches, right? A lot of ex-head coaches. I mean, that's not a bad thing to be around. And, you know, you talk about Shane getting reduced to scouting. These guys were head coaches, and now, you know, they're taking positions not as a head coach, and they're just as happy.
Well, they got to start over again.
They're staying relevant.
And John Harbaugh are retaining Charlie Bullen as outside linebackers and run game coordinator. Thoughts on that, Byron?
He was the guy that was the defensive coordinator after they fired the other guy, you know, halfway through the season. And I thought he did a okay job. And then, you know, he was out there, you know, trying to get, you know, another DC job, you know, somewhere else. And I guess, you know, I think he pulled his name back. And, you know, next year, you know, he'll be back in the mix as far as, you know, getting a DC job somewhere.
Well, and if Harbaugh's keeping you around, you know, there's a reason, because he has no reason to keep anybody around unless he thinks they're going to be an asset.
And we got some good linebackers that we can pull Abdul Carter to get to where he needs, and we get and I think he'll be good. If we get Thibodeau to do something, right? We got two guys that could do something. We got Burns, right? I mean, he's doing something, right? If he's got some linebackers to work with. It's not like he doesn't have talent to work with.
Yeah, but Thibodeau, you know, bringing this up again, Thibodeau's always hurt. You know, this year is prove it or lose it. They might even trade him, you know, during the draft. Yeah, you know, that's a possibility. You know, because we don't have a third round pick, so they might
trade him.
You're not an asset unless you're on the field. I mean, if you're on the bench, how much can you help a team? Doesn't matter how great you are if you're on the bench.
like JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of other people.
They made a bad move there. All right, let's go. We got Giants are targeting a tight end. Ooh.
Ooh,
you know, Johnny like Smith.
You know, I'm very like familiar ends. With. I'm familiar with those guys.
Football tight end.
Okay, this is my clear. We had Daniel Bellinger has been, I think, you know, an asset. You know, the last 3 years he's been there, and for some reason they just never give this guy a shot. You know, as far as being the guy. They bring in Theo Butterfield Johnson from Penn State. You know, ball bounces off his hands, bounces off his face, you know, and always, you know, he'll make one spectacular play and then he'll suck the next four or five. And for some reason, you know, they keep giving him a chance. And the one was from Cleveland, and the other one, Johnny Smith is with Pittsburgh. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, if that's what they're going to target, but I wouldn't target a tight end. I'd give Daniel Bellinger a shot.
I like Bellinger.
Yeah. And he's a free agent now.
Oh, man.
We have a comment here as well from DJ Mac.
That's my man. DJ Mac, let me get in here. Oh, hold on. We got Katie. First of all, let's get Katie. Katie. Had it started
that's
yet?
My girl. Her,
okay, good. Dance.
That's my niece.
Hey, baby. Okay, DJ Mac, Nakua, and you talk about staying on the field. Yeah, exactly.
Njoku, he's injury prone too. So, yeah. You know, why would you?
That's
you
a trade, great point. Let's bring that up. Why would
you bring another guy that's always hurt?
Johnu is, ex-Dolphin. So, actually, I don't think I even knew he was an ex-Dolphin. We trade seats so often. We got like a, you know,
that's
the little
a good sign if you didn't know he was an ex-Dolphin.
I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's not especially if I don't know
Bellinger. They haven't done anything with Bellinger. Oh, he's a free agent. You said right?
Yep.
Maybe they re-sign him as a free agent. I don't know. But I agree. And especially if they're not on the field at where they're playing, you think they're gonna be on the field playing at MetLife?
No.
I mean, everybody gets hurt at MetLife.
Everybody gets hurt.
Everybody gets hurt. What was the 100 and something? What was the number? What was the stat you had?
It was something crazy, you know.
100 and something like hour play time that they were out. It was a crazy stat. Crazy stuff. We gotta remember to put that on. Okay, let's go. Predicted. I like this. They're going after safety.
Yeah. Not
you don't
this
like
guy.
Gardner? No.
Not this.
Gardner Johnson.
Yeah, he's with the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles. He was with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
You know, why just?
He's made some plays.
But I just don't see him as a Giant. Maybe because he was an Eagle or whatever. You know, I just.
You got the hate.
Yeah, I got a lot of hate.
Yeah. He actually, I think he's played pretty well. You do hear his name, and You know, he was part of this, the Bears team, you know, like he, I think he played pretty well. I don't know what your safety situation is, but he's probably a pretty good asset, but he's not, I don't know. He's trying to figure out like his age.
I got him right here. I got him right here. Hold on.
He's not super young.
He's 20 years old.
He seemed like he's been around forever.
He's only 28? 20 years old. Yeah. But that can't be right. They got him at 5 feet. That can't be right. He can't be 5 feet tall.
5'11", 210. You know where he's from? Right down the road from me. He's from Cocoa.
Yep.
So Cocoa High School is one of those high schools that's been dominant in the state of Florida for decades. Cocoa, I mean, he would have cut his teeth with a good football experience in the state of Florida, which we all know the state comes up with like the most football players of any state, I think.
New Jersey, for a small state, we got a ton of them come out of here.
We're a small state.
Well, New Jersey.
Which is long.
Which is New Jersey. At one time, Sports Illustrated New Jersey as the best all-around athletes coming out of there. Like California had quarterbacks. Florida was like running backs. Jersey had the best all-around. And it's probably because we play multiple sports in Jersey. Like I've never, like Florida, I've never seen. Yeah. My wife freaked out on that. She acted like it was the first time she saw it. You know one thing about Florida, Pam, I don't know if you noticed it here, but they stick to like one sport. Like in where we came from, you played two or three sports. Right, well, Byron?
We like, don't have the winter sports the way y'all do. We have softball, baseball, soccer, football. But when it comes to the, you know, ice hockey and things like that, I mean, we do have it, but not like y'all would have it.
In New Jersey?
We got to manufacture ice.
We ain't got no ice hockey. No.
Giants. $70 million free agent Wandell Robinson predicted to join the Commanders instead of returning to Giants. I'm happy with that. What about you, Byron?
With him going to the Commanders?
He's going anywhere.
That's our guy, man. We got to have, man, he's a slot receiver. You figure, okay, Neighbors is not going to be available at the beginning of the season. We might as well get used to that. So all we, as receivers, all we got is Darius Slayton. If they let this guy go, we have Darius Butterfinger Slayton and whoever else they can piecemeal together. So they're going to end up probably having to draft not quarterback, but a wide receiver, you know, in the draft because if they let him walk, it's going to be kind of tight.
So is that a cap thing, you think?
It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for Wandell Robinson.
Right. That's a lot. So I'm just wondering if that's a cap thing for y'all.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for a 5'7" slot receiver. You know, he went over 1,000 yards, you know, for receiving, but I don't know about paying him, you know, that kind of money to be in a slot and catch.
Especially when you can get somebody in free agency a little bit bigger and better for Dart. All right, what do we got here? All right, let's go. Giants will be playing in Germany 2026. I don't know. I don't think we do well when we go international, do we? Well, then again, we haven't been doing well for 6 years. So
I think we won one of those games over there overseas. I think we lucked up and won one. Hey, man, that's pretty cool. Hey, Germany is a lovely country. I've been there before. You know, they're going to have a good time. They're going to have a good time there. You know, the Wiener Schnitzel and the beer.
I was going to say the Schnitzel.
That's great.
I was there for like 7 or 8, 10 days. My sister lives there, and my brother flew from Vancouver there. We had a great time. Let me tell you something, Byron. I thought I was going to gain all this weight. I was eating bread every morning. My sister would have like bread and the bakeries, the desserts. I barely gained weight because everything was so fresh.
Fresh.
I mean, there was like a bakery every three stores down. There's another bakery.
And it's not poisoned like our food with all the additives and all the stuff in it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Everything was good. Everything was good. I even had non-alcoholic beer and that was good.
Wow. You know who wins in Europe regularly with the NFL is the Jaguars. The Jaguars seem to go over there and win a lot.
Yeah, that's true. They have their record is really good international. Mm-hmm. We'll see. All right, Miss Pam, we got something for you coming up right now.
So okay.
Think about this. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Right.
Bam.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Oh my God.
Anybody that quits on the team and stops playing during a game, I'm sorry, you got to go.
He's something, man.
He's something else.
It's so sad. The there was no when he was with the Chiefs, everything was phenomenal. Right? You didn't have any problems, nothing. He leaves there, throws a jab at Mahomes, and then has one good year.
He has as much natural talent as anybody. What he doesn't have is the focus. You know, he's a very, that guy is fast. If he wants to burn you, he's going to burn you. But he doesn't have the focus. And when you come down here with our coach, I call it Circus Town. We have the little fun slides and the snow cones for the players. That is just a breeding ground for crap.
Yeah, but remember, also, this is South Florida.
I don't care.
It's Miami. There's a lot of distractions here.
You get paid a lot of money to do a job, man. You better do your job.
I understand. I remember that one year that guy, just before the Super Bowl, got arrested for doing what he was supposed to be doing. So, I think they'll be happy. Where do you think he signed? You think he goes back to Kansas City, Byron?
No, I think he stays in Florida, man. No sales tax. Jacksonville be a perfect place for tax. Him.
No
state catching income. The ball from sunshine. Okay,
I go right up the road to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but you just gotta be careful. Is he a poison to a team, right? But Jacksonville's a little bit more calmer than South Florida, that's for sure. But Tyreek Hill, he had one good year with the Dolphins, and
then you got two people saying that he would be good with the Giants. You got two comments there, that maybe he should go to the Giants.
One comment is Santiago. So don't count that.
See Santiago, but
offer Hill, even though he may not be ready. DJ Mack, yeah, we don't want him. We're gonna get rid of a little receiver to get another little receiver. We don't want him.
Harbaugh's not gonna put up with it either.
We don't want him. No, he's just we can't. You can't affect. You can't. Especially with a young quarterback, you can't get that quarterback infected by a diva. You know what I mean?
And that's what it is. It is an infection. It's poisonous. You don't want that even in the air. Nope.
Oh, so speaking of what I was saying, look at Chris Jones is recruiting Hill to run to the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. And remember, we have Bieniemy back there, so he even played with Bieniemy. So may not be too off, and maybe he wants to end his career there. It wouldn't hurt him as long as because I think there he'd have to be in check. There's too many stars.
Oh, he would be in check,
he can't say anything to Patrick Mahomes because look, dude, I won without you twice.
And Andy Reid's not going to put up with that either.
Reid ain't going to put up with it. Bieniemy definitely is not going to put up with it based on what we know, right, Byron?
No.
The enemy don't play. So,
hey, did Santiago say anything about all these guys that the Miami Dolphins have cut, like in the last week or so?
There's quite a few.
There's a lot.
Reek was one.
Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb. That's one.
I got to tell you, I'm not so sure that that's a bad thing. Chubb was supposed to be all that, and he's made some plays. He's done okay, but he's not been – I'm not sad about that one. We'll have to see who else we get rid of, and a lot of it's going to be because of Tua's cap space. But we got to get that money out of Tua one way or another. He needs to clean the bathrooms. He needs to mop the floors. He needs to be the water boy for the water boys. He needs to do something to earn that money.
Joe Shane?
Yes. Make it grilled cheese.
Dolphins also released Dames. There it is. Yeah, he put it in there. Daniels and Nick Westbrook.
Yep.
Yep.
Don't care.
Look at this.
Because I say they want
to trade talks with teams regarding Minka Fitzpatrick,
New Jersey guy.
I like Minka as a player, but I think he's lost a couple of steps. I don't know. I mean, I don't blame him for going to Pittsburgh. I understand what all the things that went on and stuff, but I don't know. I don't think that's a huge loss either.
Man.
I know.
We got two teams that are like happy to get rid of players. Yeah. All right. Wide receiver Evans plans to return for his 13th season. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Let me tell you, that guy, doesn't Mike Evans have every season he's at 1,000 yards receiving?
Yeah, Mike Evans last year was the first time. Amazing. Yeah.
First time, and he was injured.
He was injured. But what I heard was that it was not necessarily to Tampa Bay that he's looking around.
I'll take him.
Yeah, I would too. Nah,
I take him. 13th year, take him. He may not be going for that high number because it's already his 13th year, but I'll take him. He's a baller.
He is tough. That guy is tough. He comes down with the ball. He's really good player.
Yeah. It's no confusion that he's a baller.
Yeah.
And he's had multiple quarterbacks. Think about it. 13 seasons. He's at for 12 seasons or 11 seasons at 1,000 yards rushing with multiple quarterbacks.
Right.
That's impressive. All righty. What we got here? Seahawks unlikely to tag Kenneth Walker III. Okay.
What's the tag number?
He's a Super Bowl MVP, but
he made a difference in that game. Like he was a huge difference in that game.
He had no touchdowns.
Yeah, but. I mean, you saw a game, right? So, like, without him, they weren't still in it. I mean, the plays where he came down and got the first down that had to be had, that guy he's solid.
Yeah, but what's the cap number for running backs?
That's the thing. Yeah.
I heard he's
I don't know. Let's see.
I can't seem to get my computer for stat. All right, here you go. He had 1,000 yards. Oh, hold on. He had 1,000 yards rushing this year, 5 TDs. He had 573 yards the year before, 7 TDs, 900 the year before that, 8 TDs, and 1,000. So he's only had two seasons of 1,000 yards.
So should he get Christian McCaffrey money or Saquon Barkley number with those numbers?
Probably I don't think not. He should get it. No way.
I mean, he had 111 yards in the Super Bowl game. I mean, the guy, every time you turned around when they were in desperation mode trying to get that first down, that's the guy's name you heard.
No doubt. But I don't think he's worth big time. I don't think he's worth big time running back money. I mean, 5 seasons, 2,000 yard seasons, and like just barely 2,000. He doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. You know, that team is built on defense.
They've also kind of been more of a passing team as well. So maybe not so much the last season or two, but they've been with when Russell was there, you know, they were a passing team.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Darnold, you know, their defense is incredible, though. I mean, so defense puts you in a really good position there. Well, I like the guy. They say, I told you, he's such a quiet guy that he barely says break in the hook.
Right.
He's very, like, you know, Josh Jacobs, the same thing. They say the guys barely talk, but they're beasts on the field.
Right.
But Walker was part of a, you know, running back by committee, but the other guy got hurt at the end of the season. Charbonnet, I think his name was.
Yeah, Charbonnet. Guy. Yep.
Then that makes sense.
He got hurt. So, you know, he had to pick up the load because, you know, there was nobody else.
But also, that would be why he didn't have the bigger numbers either, because he wasn't RB1 and maybe not even RB2. He might have only been RB3. So it's harder to get those yards. You're going to have Charbonnet out there with all the yards. So, you know, I don't know. Do you take a look at the guy that helped you get to the one thing every NFL team wants and say, eh, I don't know. I don't think so.
But you don't want to pay him $20 million a year either.
No, probably not.
Not probably. And you don't want to pay him $16
million. I don't know.
He's not a Christian McCaffrey.
But
you got to look at Christian McCaffrey. He's the bar, and then it's because he can't. He doesn't have 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing.
But I'm just saying, if you're RB3, you're not getting the opportunities either. And maybe he's just now coming into his own.
Right.
I mean, it's such money
based on what, potential, or based on what you did. You know, they're not going to pay you on potential.
No, not potential, but on, you know, what you showed when you did get the touches, right? So what did he do when he got the touches? I don't know. Just my thought.
No, I hear you. I just think that, you know, he's also playing in Seattle, so I got to give him a little credit. He's out there. But it's just it's hard for me to fathom someone who's not dominating. And if he was RB3, even worse, and if he was sharing duties by duties – also, you know, you're talking about Saquon, who gets the ball quite a bit. You got Derrick Henry. Yeah. You got Christian McCaffrey, who receives. Like, you can't – how do you justify paying him more than those guys?
I don't think you pay him more.
That's why I think that's what we're talking about, right? You pay him, but you can't pay him $16
million. Well, here's the numbers right here. Saquon is at $20 million. Christian is at $19 million.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor is $14 million. Kamara's 12, Josh Jacobs 12, Henry's 14, Mixon's 9, Connor's 9, Montgomery with Detroit's 9. So that's what the numbers. He's
around 9, 10.
Better than.
Or 11, 12. I mean, you look at Kamara, he's on the backside of his career. I mean, you know, 2-3 years ago, you'd be paying that guy 20. You know, of course, the market has changed in 2-3 years. I mean, it just keeps going up. But Kamara, I mean, he's still an awesome player, but he's on the backside of his career now. So I don't know that you can compare him to that money, but I would say the guy's at least 10, 11 million.
Yeah, I guess I think our point is that he's just not. He's not going to be up where those top five guys are, right? Because
I agree with the
names he just rattled off, like, to me, Jonathan Taylor is phenomenal, and they got two running backs, right? So, but we'll see what happens. I like the guy. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. He's got a Super Bowl. So, you know,
I mean, an MVP has got to be worth some money, right?
Yeah. Okay, Deion Branch. You want me to name you some MVPs that have done nothing after their MVP?
Just a whole bunch of them.
A lot. All right, here we go. Check this out. And I got some information there. See, here's a guy that loves his team. But he loves his team. Check out how they're restructuring it. Chiefs restructure Patrick Mahomes' contract in 2026 February, converting his $54 million of his conversation into a signing bonus.
Yeah, it's like Christmas.
$4 million for an autograph.
They restructure it and put a bow on it. And they
gave him, so they gave freed up $43.56 million salary cap. That move reduced the 2026 hit from an unsustainable $78 million down to $34 million, providing crucial financial relief.
Oh man, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I'm happy for him. But, man, it's funny when they go, when someone tells me restructuring, I'm thinking something else. I'm not saying, oh, we're going to restructure this. I hope you're happy with it. We're just going to give you $54 million right now as a bonus.
Not in our cap space.
Man, I love America. This is a great country.
I was going to give you $54 million, bro. Please sign here. Any hesitancy?
I'll take it all in pennies.
In pennies?
I'm in pennies, all pennies.
Kind of pay him in grilled cheese. I'm telling you, grilled cheese is the commodity of the year.
All right, well, let's talk about grilled cheese. All right, so you bring it up so much time. I want to know how you make grilled cheese, because I think I make one of the best grilled cheese, and I learned that from my dad. So
okay.
How do you make your grilled cheese? And first, my brother-in-law, shout out to my brother-in-law, Alex Gisbert. He loves it. Told him how to make it. Super simple. So you tell me how you make your grilled cheese.
Well, first of all, I do not put the butter on the bread. You got to put the butter in the hot pan and let that bread like sizzle in that butter. And then you have to have multiple kinds of cheeses. You know, I'm going to have, I always like a, you know, like a spicy cheese, like a pepper jack or a good Gruyere cheese, or I don't know. Tonight I actually made grilled cheese tonight. That's probably why it's on my bread. I made a salad of grilled cheese for my husband. I did.
Wait a second. You made a salad with grilled cheese?
Yep.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yep, I had to feed my husband early because he has to be in at work. He has to be at work at 3 a.m. This has been the past few days. Shout out to the Artemis 2 that's going to be going up.
Do I what?
Do you make grilled cheese?
Do I make that one?
No, you don't make grilled cheese. All right, I'm going to tell you how I make grilled cheese.
Okay, tell us.
It's one of the best. I'm sorry. First of all, you need white Wonder Bread.
Number one.
Number two, you butter all the outside. You cover the whole piece of bread on the outside, and you cover the other one on the outside. You put the first slice, not the inside, just the outside. You put the first slice in on the pan, and it starts. Then you need the cheese that comes in the little plastic.
Oh no.
And it has to be Velveeta. It has to be Velveeta cheese. Velveeta cheese and the single wrap. You put that in. Only one slice you need. One slice. Then while it's sizzling, you put the other slice of bread with the butter on top, and there's your sandwich. Now, as it's cooking for a little bit, then you take the spatula, and you have to sear it. Crush it down. So now you have a flat grilled cheese sandwich. Right, then when you flip it over, it should be like a crusty gold looking on one side, and when you flip it over, the other side is still big, and you gotta sear it again. And now you got both of them seared, and while you're searing, that cheese is just getting melted. And when you're done, it's gonna be thinly sliced, and then you gotta cut it in an angle. You gotta can't cut it in half. You gotta cut it in an angle, so you have a little triangle.
The angle is a given. Yes,
cut it in a triangle. And that's how you make the best grilled cheese sandwich possible. I'm just telling you, my folks out there.
I want to do a recap.
I want you to see that we've been talking about food a lot. Pork roll versus Taylor ham and Pam's like grilled cheese, like spicy grilled cheese. You called it that. Yours is spicy grilled cheese.
A little bit.
It's like a Philly steak with different cheeses. It ain't a Philly steak.
Well, here's the thing.
It's just regular cheese.
I want to do a recap of your grilled cheese, Vic. I want to do a recap. So first you take a paper bag, and then you put some butter all over it, and then you put some plastic on top of that, you let it sizzle in the pan. Then you add another paper bag on top while the plastic melts in between. I haven't even seen a bag of Wonder Bread cheese or anything that you pull out of plastic.
The worst thing for you.
It's the worst.
You had a grilled cheese with a salad. Which side was good or bad? Come on now.
Hey, my salad was excellent. My grilled cheese was excellent.
I'm saying for you.
For me.
That was bad. Exactly. You said I'm going to have a healthy, non-healthy pizza for dinner.
They were both healthy.
Grilled cheese is healthy. How do you make grilled cheese?
Well, that's because you're using plastic and paper bags.
What kind of bread are you using? What kind of bread are you
I
using?
Made a good one. I used a fresh homemade cheese bread that's all natural ingredients.
On a grilled cheese?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's like got the thick crust and it's beautiful bread.
I gotta show you a real picture. I'm gonna take a photo for next time so you can see what real grilled cheese looks like. It's the best. Like they sell it that way in one of these restaurants in Norfolk, Virginia.
With Wonder Bread and plastic cheese.
Well, I'm talking about white bread. It could be anything, but it's gotta be white bread. I just like no Wonder Bread. White bread. As long as it's white bread, that's it. You put grilled cheese one slice and Velveeta cheese, it's good. Good to go.
I'm gonna call you WB from now on.
Well, I'm gonna call Joe Shane up and let him give him my recipe because you know that's what he's gonna be cooking for the next year.
That's right.
So, all right, Byron. Any news? I don't hear anything about Philly. I haven't heard anything about Cowboys. Everybody's quiet on the set.
Hey, the season's over. You know, they're all quiet. You know, because I'm coaching the little guys now with flag football conditioning now, and right. Usually, you know, they run their mouth because I went in with my Giant stuff and. Nothing. Any other time they blow me up, but now nothing.
Really? So. It's hard to talk smack.
Yeah.
Well, that conditioning position, y'all were talking about getting rid of your conditioning coach that you had for 50 years. That is such an important position. It's a problem that I've had with the Miami Dolphins for a long time. We had the same guy. And so we got a new guy, but all they did was move the guy we've had for 30 years up over the conditioning. Like he's like, I don't know.
It was the trainer.
They moved him up and then they took the guy right under him that's been working under him forever. And now he's the head conditioning coach. It's so stupid. If you keep doing the same thing, and getting the same results. What is that called?
Insanity.
Insanity.
It's like how you make a grilled cheese sandwich with different bread and different cheese. There's only one way to make grilled cheese sandwich. Listen. you know the way I make grilled cheese sandwich? That's when you know when you came from nothing. That's that's a good grilled cheese sandwich.
Right?
Think about it. All that butter.
I love the butter, but it has to be real butter too.
Processed bread and processed cheese.
Ooh, that little plastic cheese, man.
I can eat like five of them, man. I'm glad I don't eat them anymore. All right. Well, Miss Pam, it's always a pleasure for you to come on the show. I appreciate it. We like having you here. Hopefully we get some more news going on, see what's happening. I'm happy with Giant changes. Seems like you're pretty happy with Dava changes, but seems like your changes are only people going out, like nothing's coming in.
Well, I feel like our new GM and our new head coach, they look exactly the same. I think they're the same person, and we're trying to cut some money to spend by just having the same guy as the GM.
Oh my God. These Dolphins need help, man. I don't know what
I'm doing. I have high hopes.
I don't know what the deal is. All right, Mrs. Byron, thank you as always. All right, you guys have a good night. We'll talk to you. See you next Thursday, 8 p.m., Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, and we'll talk soon. Peace.